What? Oops, I forgot to shut it off. Hey, where'd my background go? What's up, guys? Oh. I feel naked.
He's back in green.
Oh, naked because it's supposed
Tom to. Tom is green with envy right That's now.
Not easy being green.
Anyway, it's not easy being green.
My background is back. The OG Fit Kid is here along with the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I was going to go into the whole spiel. We don't need to do that, though. Happy Tuesday. Tom, how you doing?
I'm well. I am here. Had a nice, relaxing day today at home. Just ran to Walmart as usual. You know, we'll talk about what I found at the store today, what I got in the mail today later.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I didn't find anything in the store, but a friend of mine picked something up for me, and I had to go get it from him. How was your week since we last met on here,
Mr. It's been a long, long week. The kids have been off of school since Thursday, or since Thursday night, basically. So we're and counting. Tomorrow they go back finally. So it's been a long but fantastic weekend. Just been being dad, super dad. Yeah,
that is
good
fun stuff.
But I also had some fun. I got to take them out a little bit. We'll talk about it in a few. And yeah, man, it was a good time. Can't complain.
Awesome. It sounds like a good time. Guys, do you know where you could find us all over the internet? Do you have any clue on social media where we are, where you can watch us streaming? Because, I mean, it's quite simple, Mike, isn't it?
I mean, I just show up here, so it's super simple. But if you guys head on over to thefigguys.com, you can get links to all of our awesome content out there. Follow us on all of our social platforms. Everything's there in one swoop. All you got to do is go to the website, thefigguys.com. Almost said official fig guys because we are official, but thefigguys.com. All of our good stuff up there. You can order from Ringside with the link there. It'll give you some code. You could order some awesome Rise mushroom coffee from there with our code. We got it all, man. So head on over, follow us everywhere, like and subscribe, like this video, comment on the video, comment in the chat right now. We're here to talk to you guys and talk about toys.
I think we're going to have another YouTube contest kind of soon. I have an idea for a YouTube contest. It came to me today. So I think we'll look maybe at trying to find something to give away next week.
I like it.
It'd be fun. But I get our YouTube numbers continue to growing, and Mike's all oozed out. We are on YouTube as well, guys, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast, you could listen to The Fig Guys. Just go search The Fig Guys, and it'll come up. And again, if you don't want to search, go to thefigguys.com, and all of our podcast links are there, and all of our social media links are there. But if you don't want to go to the website, you could just search Official Fig Guys. And that's what we are on every social media platform that we're on. So, yes. And listen to the podcast. Leave a review, a 5-star review. It helps. It really helps. And if you like us,
4-star higher.
We do. Yo, we got Tyson. What's up, Tyson?
Might be his last night as the Rawdown champion. Man.
Why? You're going to win it. Stop. Don't let them chumps beat you.
He's going to get put into a headlock. J-Bone's going to hustle it out of him. Marco will come back in with his, you know, Roman Reigns lay.
They're going to put him in a doomsday device. Our buddy Don the Bomb Smith. What's up, Don? Yeah, we got to get on that Twitter. We need to hire somebody to run our Twitter because I hate Twitter.
We need an Xer, if you will. Yeah,
you can be the Xer. Anybody know an Xer? Excellent at X.
The excellent of execution. Let's just call Brett. Brett could do it. He's great at these
things. He's not doing anything nowadays, right?
No. Just hating Bill Goldberg. And listen, it's okay. As long as he doesn't confuse him with Matt Goldberg, we'll be all right.
Oh, and Bill Goldberg talking about one more retirement match, WWE. It's probably going to be against Gunther. They cannot let him go over.
I liked Dolph Ziggler's tweet after that where he's like, bell rings, spear, jackhammer, 1-2, Gunther kicks out. I could see them doing it. It would be funny. How about a re-Montreal screwdriver where Brett comes out and costs Goldberg his retirement match?
That'd be fun.
It'd be good booking. I'd be here for it.
I mean, I like it. I
would appreciate it.
You know, I love that type of stuff. So
yeah.
Count me in. Welcome to all of our listeners. You guys... I'm almost getting ready to play the intro again, but I should be playing the news intro. Mike is just all about the yeet.
I'm all a yeet.
Well, I like it. Are you ready for the news?
I'm always ready for the news, brothers.
All right, let's go.
Boom.
All right.
Boom. It's all about the news.
It's all about the news, baby.
It's every, who's ready for story time with the Fig Guys? Because that's what we're doing here, because we got a bunch of stories to talk to you. But before we get into it, let's talk about our awesome, the reason why the news can be brought to you is because me and Tom are so alert every day by using our Ryze Super Mushroom Coffee, available at Ryze, R-Y-Z-E, superfoods.com. It's got adaptogenic mushrooms. Didn't even faze me on that one, but so good. You know, you have a cup or two of the day. I swear, I'm more alert, more focused. I'm thinning out. I'm feeling better.
A friend from the Extra Coolish Hall, Matt, just ordered it using the code FIGUYS, and he texted me the other day how he was tired and out of it. In the afternoon, he drank a glass, and like he felt revived instantly. And I've been working these crazy shifts. I now work like 8 o'clock at night. The other day, I told you this. I work from 8 at night till 7:30 in the morning. Ooh. But you know what's helping me get through the night is my Ryze. And like, I'm not even getting tired. I'm focused. I'm sharp. And I'm loving it.
So. You're like you feel like the ultimate warrior every time you drink a cup. You just want to shake everything.
I got tassels tied around my arms. It's great.
It's usually me every day. But enough about Ryze superfoods, Ryze awesome coffee. Let's head on to the news because we got some good stuff for you. KWK Kayfabe Heroes is shooting out these beautiful Taka Michinoku with a variant A and B, and TJ Perkins with another variant A and B. These look cool, man. I love the variant option. Very, very smart move.
Yeah.
Digging it, loving it.
More retros. They look good though. Like if you are somebody who wants these in your collection, look at it. You see like where you can buy them is listed all on the side there. But in the US, the Asylum store you can get them at. In Canada, you can go to wrestlingmerch.com, and everywhere else, shopkwk.com. So let's look at the TJ. It is TJ.
Ooh, nice, so, man. I think we're getting a good mix of modern and
TJP was that network spotlight Toys R Us that was really hard to find, right?
He was. He was also in TNA for a while.
Yeah. You went to TNA. Valuable figure. If you guys want to talk about valuable figures, you should stay tuned because we are bringing back Figonomics later in the show. So, and it should be a recurring
thing. I dig it.
Yeah. So,
but these look awesome, man. One of 100 exclusive.
It's crazy. A lot of these retros are looking better and better, but you know, from what I hear, listening to other podcasts like the Major Pod and everything, a lot of them are using the same factory, so that's kind of like cheating.
That's goofy.
Yeah, but hey, listen, if the quality is there for the consumer, that's all that really counts.
Can't complain, right? Cannot complain.
Yeah.
Dig it. This looks cool though. TJ Perkins is a madman, so happy to see him in retro form.
Yeah.
Guys are interested in it, check it out. KWK Kayfabe Heroes, digging it.
What's up, Metzger? How you doing, buddy?
Jeffrey with the G. Let's go, brother. Ooh, check this out. You see the hat I'm rocking, you see the hat that Double J right there is rocking. But we got to look at the finished, officially licensed Jeff Jarrett coming from Zombie Sailor Toys. The heels and faces line. These are the big boys. These are not retros.
Yeah, these are
full blown, scaled, awesome figures, man. So good. The detail on this is bananas. Cannot wait to get this Double J.
Sign me up. I've seen prototypes of these in hand over a year ago now. And they were great then. I got to see the King Kong Bundy. The four in this set, was that announced? Or did I just let that slip? I think that was announced.
Well,
yeah, it was announced. I had it on Sam Roberts show. but anyway, all four of them, I'm not mentioning any other names in case they weren't all announced. However, they look amazing, and I will be ordering all four of these when they go on sale.
Yeah, these look great.
They look great. And
I'm guessing around a $75 to $100 price range.
Per figure?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how much are the, aren't the retro, the...
I hope they're not much more than
they're like $50, aren't they? They're $49.99. I'm taking the stamp. I'm guessing, well, hopefully around 75. I'll do 75. 100 is a little steep.
So if I was a betting man, and we all know I'm not. okay, I lied. Seriously, If I put the over under at like 60, these should be no more than 60. I mean, one thing I'll say that Zombie has going for him is the quality of his heels and faces, the retro guys.
Yeah.
You can not top the quality of those figures. So you know when we get these, they're going to be amazing. I don't want to pay $75 per figure for them, no. Holy
yeah. Shit. No, but listen, with the market, obviously these aren't mass produced. They're going to be in limited runs. I'm going to say a $75 price point just sounds like it's there.
Absolutely.
How about this? If I'm right, you buy me my first Zombie Sailor modern day scale figure. And if you're right, I'll buy you your first one.
I mean, sure. Let's do it. Let's have fun.
Let's do it. Let's go for it. It looks good though. I like the gear.
Absolutely no more than 65.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah, the gear does look great. I mean, listen, we know we're getting a quality figure. Let's see what it is. If it does $75 each, I may have to be a little picky about it yet, but
understandably. But I mean, you got to pick and choose the good ones. This, I love the polka dots, love the yellow, very different from
very would have gotten. It's so colorful.
Yeah, definitely something different we would have gotten from Mattel or Jazzwares. So this is awesome. I'm loving it, man.
Yeah. So we have a friendly little bet, right?
Yeah, a friendly little bet. I'm here for it.
All right, cool.
And if they're 100, and neither one of us are getting
them. So I win. You're paying my 100 if it's over. No.
I'm still going to grab one. Still going to grab one regardless. They look great, man.
I know which one I'm getting. I'm only getting one, but I know who it is.
Yeah.
Comes with the spoon. Anyway, let's move on.
I love spoons. Collect Major. Keep saying Major Bendy's because it's right there in front of our face. But Collect Major is doing an awesome, awesome thing for the recently injured Chris Bay, but they have a Major Bendy release coming out where all proceeds are going to Chris Bay for his recovery and his medical expenses and anything else. And it looks fantastic.
And how awesome is that of them to come together and do this? The guy, medical bills galore. So
you know what happened to him? I missed the actual injury. It's obviously something serious because the whole internet's came together for him.
It was in a match with the Hardys, and it was just basically wrong timing.
Yeah. Did he hurt his neck?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the full details. I read the full details. I don't remember now. I forgot what move it was, but this guy took the, and I don't think this is where he was injured. He took the edge spot against Brian Myers.
Yes. I seen the clip.
Yeah. So, and like, God bless him. Speedy recovery. I hope he gets back to 100%. He gets in the ring again, because no matter who the wrestler is, we just don't ever like to hear, bad injuries like that.
No, dear Lord, no. But it's good to see the community, the wrestling community in general, coming together for this awesome, awesome talent. And hopefully he gets a very, very speedy recovery. Absolutely intense. But again, all of the proceeds go towards Chris Bay himself. And if you are a Chris Bay fan, or if you're just feeling good and you want an extra Bendy in your collection, head on over to Major Collect Major, man.
Help a guy out, man. Time and needs.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to pick one up just to help him. So
yeah.
And I'll tell you,
watch the pay-per-view.
Ever bought a Major Bendy? The quality on them has just gone up since the release. They're so good. And it's just like the big rubber guys, the quality. They were great to begin with, the big rubber guys. They've somehow improved them. So, but again, we have a bunch of people watching today. Probably a lot of people taking time off from watching election coverage. So thank you for joining us. And if you're new here, please give us a follow. We welcome you. If you're watching on Instagram or somewhere where you can't comment or like X, come on over to our YouTube and come chat with us in the comments. Then we can actually read your comments on the air and we will talk to you. So
yeah, everybody needs a little break, man. Ooh, check out this beautiful, beautiful Series 10 of the Big Rubber Guys available right now, featuring Bad News Brown. We got a Collect Major exclusive. You get the rat as well, which is cool. It's a cool looking rat. It reminds me of like when the unions go on strike and they got the giant rat outside.
They have that by you too. Yes, they have that. Yeah.
so cool though. But this is awesome. And they also get the Rock and Roll Express, which is, if you are collecting big rubber guys and you are omitting Rock and Roll Express from your collection, shame on you. Absolutely shame on you.
Absolutely fit into the era of LJNs. Like,
not only that, they're amazing looking.
Yeah, they're amazing looking. But like, the the more they come out with these, the more perfect for LJNs. They're so good. Like the 80s wrestling, Rock and Roll Express. Come on. Ricky Moore and Robert Gibson. If you haven't ordered these yet, you have until the very last day of November. Man, I'm so excited.
Rock and roll.
You set that
forever.
I'm excited.
You buy them. Yeah, I'm doing. I'm super excited. And you get titles. We're getting our first
NWA
titles, right?
Yeah.
Boom. So awesome, man. So go get them. Get them while they're hot. Get them while they're fresh. Collect major. Big rubber guys.
Old Warriors. They can fight your Demolition. They can fight your Powers of Pain. They can fight your Marty Jannetty. Let's go.
Danhausen.
Your Danhausen.
You could have Rock and Roll Expresshausen and team them up in a trios match with Danhausen.
That's true.
Sounds like a GCW moment.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it, man. These are awesome. Go
These
get them.
Are great. These are phenomenal.
Get them while they're hot, man. And speaking of heels and faces, man, we got our first look at the final production samples of CM Punk and the Notorious DOG. Larry.
Okay, you have an image to make once you get this now. Like you need
I got a couple images ready for this one. But this is awesome, man. Can't wait. Carded samples. Finally, I mean he's coming right around the corner.
I cannot wait for this figure.
We might have a very CM Punk Merry Christmas, and I'm okay with it.
Listen, I am expecting so many CM Punk figures over the next couple of weeks. I got my I think I got it after we were on the air last week, right? I should have showed it. I got my CM Punk Elite 113, and it's amazing. The scan is so good, and I have one down here. I just don't know where it is.
It took us a bit. Cool.
I left one upstairs, and the other one's down here, and I see it. It's over there in my...
There it is.
My I don't even know what to call it, where my 75-inch TV is on my leather couch, so... In my theater room, I could see it, so...
In your construction basement, because we're always... remodeling. I can't do an R, but
yeah, but I'm building me that new section to my basement soon.
Yeah,
I cannot wait for that because you know what? I've been having more fun organizing and displaying shit lately. I can't wait to like have a whole nother wall to display more. So
I feel you.
Got the LJNs and big rubber guys out there too, and I need.
I'm looking at floating shelf space for my birthday / Christmas. So
as you know,
nice
I have
to get more.
A devoted shelf to Macho and Piper, like two devoted shelves to each. So I think I'm going to add a Punk shelf in there as well. And I just applying everything CM Punk. And then maybe I was also thinking of a Road Warriors or a Hogan shelf. We'll see. I think I got to go.
Road Warriors. I think you would need an entire collection space just for Hulk Hogan figures made by Mattel, let alone. Yeah. Let alone what else is out there. But
I am not. Hey, look who it is. It's Mo the Fig God. Where the heck have you been, buddy?
What up, Mo?
I casted my vote for Mo the Fig God today to be the next president. I couldn't decide him or Jack Tunney, so I went with Mo the Fig God. So
now, then, and forever.
Absolutely. Good to see you, buddy.
So good. Always good to see Mo, man. But yeah, man, these look great. Can't wait to get them. I love the little carding for Larry with the paw print signature. Gotta love the details, man.
Love it. And that's his real signature. Like, that's his real paw. So if you saw,
I tried bothering him outside of the airport. He gave me, the airport one where it smeared a little bit, but
it's just listen, don't bother people when they're getting off a plane. Like if you're there as a collector, if you're a fan and you see a guy and you want to say, hey, can we take a quick selfie? I think that's okay as long as you're not like coming with 10 Funkos for them to sign. Like just have your phone ready.
You know who you are.
Get right timing, but like I've run into people in the airport, and if there's no crowd around them, I hate to be that first guy to go do it. But
somebody's gonna break the ice though,
yeah. But still, I don't want to be that guy that they're gonna hate for breaking the ice for other people to come up to them.
I'd be like, hey, do you want to go to this corner over here and take a selfie and away from everybody?
That's it. So, all right,
I can't wait for those. And then, oh my goodness, check out this amazing deal happening over at the Jazzwares Vault. We got three brand new bundles available for your AEW and Ring of Honor lines. I mean, we got a Ring of Honor Legacy bundle. You got the Young Bucks versus Future Shock bundle, which is fantastic. And then you got an AEW Ring of Honor Vault bundle, which is an absolute steal. You're $225, and you're coming away with that's a good chunk of all the releases, basically.
Any of these are a steal if you've waited and slacked like me. Like absolutely. Like, I picked up a couple, but I definitely need the Brody. Like, I need the Danhausen. There's some I haven't gotten yet. So, and unfortunately, I wish I didn't get some of the ones I did, because I would just pick up the bundle. Like, why not?
No, it's great.
Omega, great. And Danielson already. So,
and you know what's even better? The look on your face when you get that big bundle box, because you're getting so many awesome, uniquely packed items.
So, as you guys know, I'm organizing, and it's taken a while, but in my theater area on the floor, I just have boxes upon boxes of stuff I haven't opened yet, and I'm waiting to do it because it's going to be like Christmas morning when I do it, and I think I'm going to try and find an afternoon and do it live on here with you guys. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah, so it's just going to be a live unbox with me, everything I bought over the last 2 months and have not opened.
Yeah,
and so it's going to be like Christmas for real, because some of the stuff I don't remember what's in there. So.
And that's sometimes the best thing to happen. I forgot this even came out. Like,
exactly. So stay tuned. I'll announce when I'm going to do that. Oh, is that all the news?
That is all the news for this week. The holidays are approaching. The news kind of slows down a little bit. We get some teases here and there, but listen, yeah. I'm okay with it. It's time to rest a little bit before holiday shopping season begins. And you know, it's coming right around the corner, because we're already in the first week of November.
How is it November already? Like,
I'm still in August.
No, no worries. It's just crazy, because where's the time gone? It's November. Like, it's the doom and gloom time of the year with the getting dark at 6 o'clock. I can't stand that. I'm going to run for president. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say I'm getting rid of daylight savings time. And in the winter, we're going to push the clocks ahead, so we get another hour of light instead of an hour less of light.
Well, you got to have Charles Robinson be the official timekeeper for the day and night.
I'm tired of this. Like, why do we make it get dark earlier? Let's make it get dark later.
I'm not against the dark earlier. The hard part is that it gets brighter earlier.
Does it?
I think so. I might have that asked backwards.
I mean, not really. I will for a little few days, but then it'll change again. So
yeah, I'm okay.
We're not done with the news yet. We're done with the news, but we got more news, because it's now time for the Ringside Roundup. All righty then. He's still yeeting.
Still yeeting. I'm yeeting for ringside this time.
You're a Jey Uso guy.
I am a Jey Uso guy.
Okay.
I yeet, I sleep, and I repeat. Why hasn't that been a shirt yet?
Trademark that now.
Yeah.
that is going to be a shirt.
It should be.
That's absolutely going to be a shirt. So,
I came, I saw, I yeeted, and I yeeted again. Woo! Okay.
Let's check out the Ringside Roundup. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Ooh, gosh. You know I love a good sale, and nobody does a sale better than Ringside Collectibles, especially when you use code BIGGUYS to save yourself 10% off that order. That includes those sale prices, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, LA Knight's excited about it. Gobbledygooker doesn't know what's going on because he's a turkey, but hey, we got a Thanksgiving sale going on. And go check out all the great deals you can get over at Ringside Collectibles. They got, I mean, basically everything you need, and now it's on sale. So check that out.
Yeah, it's great. And Fig Guys code checkout save
10%. And the best part is, not only is the Thanksgiving sale, but right after Thanksgiving, we'll be talking all about it too. But we got the Black Friday sale coming up.
Told you about last week. So.
Yeah, we got Cyber Monday.
Maybe we get John on here before
this. Get John on here. That would be great, man.
I love talking.
Maybe he could tease a few of the more big price items, because that would be fun.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll turn into the Fig Guy Shopping Network next week.
And you know, we'll do it last year as well. Like, we had a whole episode devoted on those sales, like telling you the best deals. I think we'll do another one of those, like a Christmas wrap up ish episode to tell people. Great Christmas gifts, great deals.
I'm here for it.
So we'll start working on that. We could do that. Maybe we'll make that our Thanksgiving week episode, or the week after. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about it. I'm down. Super down.
Maybe the week after would make more sense, because that's when all the good sales start. So
yeah, I'm here for it. It'll be good. Yeah.
And then, you know what? The other thing we could do is follow us on social, and we'll put up a whole bunch of the great sales in our stories on Instagram.
Yeah.
Help you find some stuff you might be looking for.
Just click links. Make it nice and easy for you.
Yeah.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah.
That's why we're fit guys. But let's talk about some of the great stuff coming out, because we have new pre-orders available now at ringsidecollectibles.com. But check out this awesome one. We got WWE Elite Greatest Hits number 7. Not featuring Dustin Rhodes as 7. Which is okay.
but we Rhodes, I'm sure you've heard the news this week. Free agent. Does Goldust get one more run? Does Goldust come back for a retirement run? I need a little more Goldust in my life.
The American Nightmare line with Cody being the tribal chief. There's not many other people they could bring in for that
one. Well, I mean, don't they have their nephews wrestling now?
You never know. Yeah, I was gonna say you never say never.
So you got Brandy. She could come in.
It's a new day. Oh, God.
I'm like the only person that was a fan of Brandy. Like, I don't get it.
She was good on the mic.
Great on the mic, I thought.
Yeah. She had some sass. I miss seeing her on TV. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's not the same without Brandy.
Yeah.
But we got a figure of her, and that's the most important thing out of all.
That is true. Little Brand, right?
Little Brandy.
Speaking of that little figure, did you see the Cody posted the story? He took his daughter Liberty to the doctor, and she had the little Brandy doll with her.
I did not, but that's awesome.
That was really awesome. She had it, and he's like, why do you have it? He's like, I love her. And she gave the figure.
That's a
really cool moment. So
yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely what it's all about. But this set is what it's really all about, because we got Seth Rollins, Ron Simmons, Batista, Hulk Hogan, Rey Mysterio, The Undertaker, and the Usos in green. One of my favorite sets of the Usos. Fact, the only set of Usos I own in my collection are the originals of these. Super, super great. What? I have no updated Usos yet.
That's crazy.
Crazy. But this is a banger of a set.
Didn't even get the Ultimates? Oh, I love that Ultimate set.
No, I did not get the Ultimates yet. I wanted to get the Ultimates.
That might be a nice deal for Black Friday.
That might be. I'm waiting. That's what I'm really holding out.
Deals for your birthday gifts.
That's what I'm holding out. That's all. That's I'm saying. Yeah. This is a solid, solid set of greatest hits, man. I'm here for it. The Ron Simmons alone is going to be worth the re-release. Such a good figure from the Hall of Champions line. The first time we ever got the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Looking good, though. I'm pumped for it, man. Cannot wait to see these. Super, super good. And speaking of greatest hits, coming up next, we got the Best of Ultimates Series 5, man. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy, but we got Seth freaking Rollins in his beautiful, beautiful, nice soft goods robe with some feathery stuff on it. And we are looking at Hulk Hogan from WrestleMania 3, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Tom?
That's what they said.
So you.
If this was the one with Mr. T would have been WrestleMania 1, I think. So I'm not really
sure. No, it's a very little confusion. But you know what's the best part about it? It's going to be the perfect Hulk Hogan to match up with your ultimate Andre the Giant.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, WrestleMania 1 Hulk and WrestleMania 3 Hulk are really the same thing. So what's it?
WrestleMania 1 Hulk and WrestleMania 4D5 Hulk is going to be close to the same thing. But, brother, let me tell you something, dude. You better pick up this Ultimate Edition Series 5 Hulkamania, dude.
If the tan is good, maybe I'll pick up another one. I got the NWO Greatest Hits Hogan, so.
I'm interested to see if there's any additional tweaks to Seth Rollins, because it was a great figure as it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was so shocking.
Very, very interesting.
He released already, but if you didn't
very
get
quick, it, right?
I love how they do the repaint sometimes, like Batista. They change the color of the tights, like fun stuff. So,
yeah. Very cool, though. Great, great Seth Rollins. Maybe they'll add some glitter to the robe or something.
Yeah.
Not much else you could do. Ooh, but we're looking at new in stock. Right now, Ringside Collectibles, use code FIG, guys, save 10%. But we got the Main Event Showdown 2-packs, Series 20. Woo! We got Damian Priest and Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, and Stone Cold Steve Austin at The Miz and Gunther.
Absolutely. It looks so good. Absolutely. Okay, yeah. So also, let's take this down. I just got the text from Mr. John from Ringside as we were speaking about him. Also new in stock, available to order right now. the Outsiders, the exclusive Ultimate Edition set available. If you order it now, you'll have it this week. Brody Lee, the Ring of Honor Vault exclusive, now in stock over at ringside. Elite 114 with Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Bron Breakker, Isla Dragunov, Tommaso Ciampa, and Zoe Stark available now. And main event 153 featuring Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Rhea Ripley, Duke Hudson, and Mr. Perfect, who's also the Chase, available now for available now. So if you order them now, expect it in soon. Mike, I know you're going to go running to order these right away. The Switchblade Jay White AEW ringside exclusive, as well as the Black Machizo Jay Lethal AEW ringside exclusive. So if you've yet to order those, you better get moving because they're going to be in stock really soon. So you're not going to want to miss out on those.
Oh, super excited for that Jay Lethal Black Machismo. Great. Can't wait. Everything sounds great. You know what's going to be a cool package to get? Black Machizo with the Outsiders. Mashing up errors, mashing up Macho Man's,
on my little Macho figure that I put back on the shelf. I need to order two just so I can put the jacket on Macho.
Right?
Insane. Like, how do you not do that? Mike, what are we going to do first? Are we going to do unbox with us first, or are we going to do Figonomics?
Ooh, I'm not too sure. Let's save unbox with us for last. Seems to be our go-to. Yeah.
All right, let's go with Figonomics then. Guys, check out this new bumper. Yeah, so this is the part of the show. We did this once, I think it was on our very first episode, 24 episodes ago. When you talk about, you know, predicting value of figures, whether we think something might be worth something, while we think something might not be worth something. And today, I wanted to jump in, and this is actually a tie with the other thing we wanted to talk about. We could tie it all together. You know, re-releases, greatest hits, you know, from the vaults, and everybody's thinking, oh, it's killing the value of my figures. Everybody's looking to dump them because, oh, this figure's available now. It's easy for people to get, so mine's not going to be worth anything anymore. But you got to remember, guys, you got to think of baseball cards. You got to think of other collectibles. The originals are always worth more, the first. Like, you can improve on things, but it's still not the original. So I think we're going to see an uptick, and maybe not right away. It might take a year or two, but a lot of these things are people might just open them now because they're available so easily. That's going to make the originals, mint on card and packaging, worth more down the line because they're going to be harder to find. I think, like, initially I thought this was killing value. I think this might add to the value. You could buy a Mickey Mantle rookie card, the original, a real one. Can't even tell you. You could reproduce it, and it's not going to sell for nearly as much. The same concept is going to go with these figures originally for mint on card figures. Like, you want to have the original. Don't go and sell it because you think it's not worth anything. Be the smart one. Hold on to them. And I think eventually they're going to go up in value more than what they were worth before the greatest hits and from the vault and all that stuff came out.
100%. If you are one of those people that has like a straight edge society, CM Punk ringside exclusive in your collection, and you see that it's being remade and you're like, well, why do I need this now? I'm just going to sell it and, you know, I'll buy the new one. I think you're totally, especially if you're mint on card.
Yes, especially
totally, especially mint on card. I mean, loose too. There's going to be those subtle differences.
And people paint apps are different, the joints are different. So
100%. So again, it's
going to be the nostalgia of having the original, and nobody's thinking that way yet, but it's going to be a big thing. Trust me.
Well, I mean, you go look at Star Wars figures, man. How many times have they reproduced those Kenner original figures? And
that is like Black Art series out and stuff.
Those original Star Wars figures will always be it'll always be the heart and in the wallet, because that's where the money is at, and that's where, you know, it all started, man. And I think the same thing with these first couple series from Mattel, first couple ringside exclusives from Mattel, same thing with Jazzwares. I mean, we see how the Jax line still sells very, very well,
yeah,
no matter what. And, you know, carded, all the ringside exclusives are astronomical. So,
when they started releasing like retro figures and everything, that only brought the value of the old lines up. So releasing them is, again, it's just going to bring the value up eventually. But because the people are dumping it now, you know, more people are going to jump on it. They're going to open them. They might lose them. Who knows? So I think the older originals are going to be more scarce to come in the future because of this. So
absolutely, man. That is a very good point. Very, very, very well. A very nice observation.
My other thing, like another prediction of the re-releases, I would say so many people are probably just going to open them because they're re-releases. There might not be very mint on cards of them. So like those are things you might want to keep too if you're doing it for collecting. Yeah. So, you know.
Listen, that's always the gamble, no matter if it's a re-release or a new figure. Are you opening it? Or are you keeping it on the card? And me, I'm crazy. I like to open everything basically.
It's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. And, you know, it's fun. Yeah, of course. Yeah. But value-wise, it's never been looked at as like, oh, this is the pristine way to do it. But there are some figures that go absurdly high no matter what. Like the original King Harley race.
Yeah.
You know, think about that. Obviously, we got the remake.
Yeah.
But that first one, especially if you have it on card. Imagine how that feels.
I had six of them when they first popped up at our Walmart, because my Walmart got them. The other Walmart by my house got them, and the other one did. I swooped them, bought them all in one day, sent them to friends.
Yeah.
They needed them because the other parts of the country didn't get it. About a week or two later, all three stores got it again. I sweeped up another three, sold them to people for costs. You know me, I keep everything mint on card. I opened that figure as soon as I got it. I never kept one on card for myself. Like,
it's crazy.
I have everything on card for myself. So
yeah.
I have the original one open, which is still like, I don't regret opening because I love that figure. But then I do have the re-release sealed. Like it's still mint on card in box just because I had to get it.
No, absolutely. But it's so like little things like that, like any of those toy or those store exclusive brands, like even the Fan Central from Toys R Us. If they re-released that Mark Henry, you know, Chuck Henry, and
that's gotta be coming, right?
But that Toys R Us one's gonna hold a high value because it's not gonna be in the Fan Takeover or the Fan Central box. It's not gonna be in that beautiful black and orange box.
Right. And you think about it this way too, like down the road, somebody, let's use Mark Henry for example. Let's say they release that. Mark Henry completist. Oh, which
you
one
need both?
You need the both. You definitely need the original in the box, but if you want to display one, that's perfect to go buy a new one or to keep it in the box still. Like, don't be giving up on collecting right now because you think this is hurting the value. If anything, I think this will add to it in the long run.
Imagine if Ringside comes out with their next Vault series and it's got the Shockmaster in it, but he's placed in the package the correct way, like standing normally, mask off, holding it in his hand.
Yeah.
It's going to be so different than the Comic-Con exclusive.
That's a great point, too.
Yeah. You never know what's worth holding on to. I love the thinking here behind this because I still have a lot of my originals because I'm like, I have some figures aren't worth the upgrade yet. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
100%. 100%.
Some of them are.
From the Vault stuff, from Ringside, the Ringside exclusive. Like I've gotten the Dudleys. I absolutely, those are great remakes. Billy Gunn and Road Dogg were just great. I have that Paul Heyman. I didn't get it yet. Ah, that's what I should have ordered today when I was making my Ringside order. I went in and I ordered a couple of things today from Ringside. I ordered the Adam Copeland figure. It's back in stock. And I ordered the Bray Wyatt from Elite 112, which was
happy to hear that.
So I needed to get those two. So I just placed a little order today to get those two figures. And I used code FIGGUYS at checkout, saved myself 10%. But yeah, guys, like, and again, I love the remakes because I'm also able to get stuff. Like I personally, I don't collect for value. I collect what I want because it's what I want in my collection.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the price. So I'm able to get some of this stuff. Like I'm getting a Straight Edge Punk from the Vault. Was it from the Vault that hit that one was in?
Yeah.
I'm getting that now without having to spend a ton of money. I don't need the original. Maybe one day I'll pick it up if I see it for a good price because I am thinking of starting just a pure punk collection. But yeah, I love it. I love the idea. And Toys R Us, let's talk about Toys R Us a little bit because if you saw our social media, we'll talk about this right now. Toys R Us used to have great exclusives because
100%,
they had the room because they were just a toy store. They weren't like Walmart that just had a toy section. The whole store, that's where you got your big play sets. You got your, you know, they would get exclusives and all the time. Now, like, okay, we're getting exclusives from Ringside. And for some reason, the exclusives from Ringside to me and the exclusives from Toys R Us always felt more fun than the exclusives from Walmart or Target. And yeah, don't get me wrong, I love the Legends line and I love the Monday Night Wars line and I collect them. But like that one exclusive, like the every time there would be a new Network Spotlight set or the Seth Rollins Money in the Bank figure, like there were so many Toys R Us ones that were just fun to find. I don't know why I feel a difference with the exclusives between these stores, but I do. Like the Ringside, I feel like their exclusives, they always up at one. It's like always.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if that's why, but, and again, Toys R Us, so many more people were going to see a wrestling figure in Toys R Us than in Walmart or Target.
So no, 100%. But you also had a comfortability of knowing that it was going to be there because it was Toys R Us. It wasn't, oh man, they're only going to get one of these.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to see it again, which happens sometimes at Walmart, happens sometimes at Target. Sometimes something just touches the shelf. And I'll use the MJF Mox 2-pack example. I've never seen that in stores.
Yeah.
Wild, right? Like, thankfully, Target.com had it. Same, but like those are sometimes you'll have to bite the bullet and be like, man, I'm just not going to get this figure unless I buy it off the secondary market. It takes away the fun of it if you're an in-store collector. I love going browsing toy aisles. It's one of my favorite things to do. But
dude, and crazy. I just remember, even as an adult, even up until the last time I went to Toys R Us, walking to the wrestling figure section and doing that walk that you walk just a little faster and closer you got, like that excited, like as you couldn't see what. You couldn't wait to see what they had. That is not the same in Walmart and Target because you're just hoping they have anything. Like you get excited when you find something, but I like my wife would laugh. Like she's like, you're a little kid walking to the toy store. You walk faster and faster towards the wrestling toys. And I'm like, sorry.
You get excited.
I do.
Nothing beats that.
That thrill of the hunt is gone from toys. They're like that same feeling you got there is not there anymore.
No, retail in general, it's just been, you know, it's very hit or miss. There's not enough mom and pop shops out there for people to walk into and be like, wow, look, they have it for a decent price. It's a lot of specialty shops are price gouging. They're doing their thing. And like your option is order online, order through Ringside, or take the gamble of maybe it might be in the store, might not be.
And I'll tell you this, guys, if it's something you really want, just go to Ringside. Save yourself the gas money. Save yourself the time. Save yourself the disappointment when you get to Walmart and they don't have what you're looking for. You go to Ringside and you could use code FIGUYS and it's going to be the same price as what you paid at Walmart or Target, and you saved your time and you saved your money. And you didn't buy a Starbucks when you're out or another sugary expensive drink that's just not worth it.
It's true.
So just think about it that way. And talking about collecting, we mentioned it just a second ago, but this guy sitting right next to me went to Toys R Us the other day.
Wow.
Wait, let's talk about this.
Surreal to even talk about still. Like, but
picture you
like
posted I said, a couple of months ago, right? In the window that said Toys R Us.
Yeah. And it was we finally got a date that it was opening last Saturday, and I'm not crazy enough to go stand in line anymore. And, you know, be there to cut the ribbon, but the guy at the shop said they were lined up all the way across the mall. It's not a huge mall, but for where Toys R Us is at in the mall and to the where the Target is, it's a lot of people, right? So I'm glad I didn't brave out that, but it was so cool. The kids were off of school, so we decided, hey, let's take them to Toys R Us and give them a little surprise, go check it out ourselves, and you know, lo and behold, walking in, still got that feeling. Still had that amazing, like, holy shit, like, it's here. And I can't tell you how happy it was just to walk into, again, the wrestling selection, not the biggest, not the best, but they had a wrestling selection. You know what? That's what mattered the most. Obviously, you see some main events there. You got some elites at the top. You got the belts. They had some ultimates. I bought some ultimates. We'll talk about that when we get to unbox with us. But the square footage to what they had in the store, not just wrestling, but you know what? I was blown away. They had a whole aisle dedicated to NECA, two Funko Pop aisles. They had, you know, you think about Legos. The whole wall was Legos. It felt like Toys R Us, again, they had some toys open in the, at the end of each aisle, like at the end cap area, yeah, for kids to, you know, play with, check out. Your novelty toys, like your Slinkies, your mini, like, bag sets, like all that stuff.
I used to love going to Toys R Us and look at the video games, and they would have the little slip and you would have to bring it up to the counter.
I hope they bring it back. Then no video games, no electronics, no bikes, but they did have like the little 4x4 Jeeps for the kids.
Oh, nice.
Stuff like that. And that was really cool. Just you name it, though. I mean, from everything from Tech Deck to Hello Kitty to Turtles, Simpsons, Super Mario. It was a legit toy store. Again, Hot Wheels up the wazoo.
Oh, Hot Wheels.
Star Wars. Yeah, like it was just so breathtaking to the vibe in there one more time and see everything. Like, everybody walked out of there with a little something. I walked out of there with a bigger smile than I could have, you know, had on my face.
More excited. Enjoy the kids.
Definitely me.
I know.
But regardless, like, it was, I was thankful enough before they closed down the first time to be able to take all three of my kids to my OG Toys R Us, right? So this was cool. It was cool to like finally see them at age, because my youngest daughter wasn't, I mean, she was like 2 at the time. She don't remember it. So it was cool to get her into the store, see them freaking out.
Yeah, like out, gosh, I would love to see their faces, just like seeing a whole store like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was cool. One of my other daughters really into looking at Funkos.
Yeah.
She's not a big Funko collector, but she loves them. So she got to walk through the whole aisle, pointing out this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. Look at this one and that one. Look at this one. You know, they had like holiday Lego sets out already for, you know, Christmas and stuff that. So that was cool. So they had like the Lego Christmas tree, they had a Lego reindeer set, super awesome. Like, seeing stuff like that in a timely manner when it's appropriate, you know what I mean? Like, yes. I miss that.
And maybe, just maybe, these Toys R Us's will still pop up all over the country, and that maybe they start getting exclusives again. I'm sure their wrestling section will grow if these things start selling out really fast.
Yeah.
They'll get more. So, I mean,
and again, a little dated on the selection for the wrestling.
Kevin Owens and those other Ultimates are not. They're just hitting
new. Yeah. So I was super, super excited to see that there. And pricing, not bad at all. Like, I was, again, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting it to be a little less of a Toys R Us. But even though the space is smaller and it's not a full brick and mortar on its own location, it's in the middle of a mall. Not inside of a Macy's either. Our mall doesn't even have a Macy's.
Okay.
So this is a standalone Toys R Us. Takes up about like 3 mall storefronts.
Wow. So
it's big. It's not small by any means.
No, that doesn't sound small. I got to check.
Yeah. Right? Oh, and it was such a joy. Like, just even seeing the little train models set up at the end of the aisles.
Yeah.
Was, like, so happy. I don't even care about that stuff, but walking by and be like, damn, they got that. If I need a horse for my Hangman Adam Page toy, I have a place to go buy a damn horse for my Hangman Adam Page toy now.
You don't have to order it and wait for it to come in the mail. You just run.
And then find out that it was only this big and not, you know, so very, very happy, man. It was all the nostalgic vibes that you possibly needed. And like, I'm still reeling in for it. Like, it was just a blast, man.
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope they pop up all over the place. We need one out here in New Jersey. I think there is one in one of the malls in New Jersey. So I'll have to find out and check it out one day.
For sure. It was cool. Nothing beats seeing that logo lit up with that fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
You know, like, and just being able to walk in there again and see toys I don't even remember. I didn't know about. They had Street Sharks. They had every, like, you name it. It was all there. Like, it was so cool, man.
That is cool.
That's what a toy store should be.
100%. 100%. It should be nothing to happen. Guys, if you have an idea for Figonomics, if just something you want us to discuss, if you have an like question about value, shoot it in. We'll do the topic on here for you guys. We'll figure out. We'll do some research. We'll look into it, and we'll let you know the answers. But now,
no limits barred, man. You want to talk about older figure lines? You want to talk about newer toys coming out? Like, we're all over the place for this.
Indie toys, any of these indie companies, just bring it. But now we had Crown Jewel this weekend. Why don't we take a look at the figures that we would like to see from Crown Jewel?
Hey,
There we go. Boom. We'll start it off right here from the Fatal 4-Way Women's Championship match. Io Sky and Kairi Sane? Am I saying that right?
Kairi Sane, yeah. Yeah.
Look at that way. Like, these should be ultimates.
Dude, Io Sky will never have a bad action figure.
Both the figures that she's had so far are amazing.
It's, I mean, there's never going to be one where you're like, ah, I shouldn't have bought this.
Yeah, I agree. I love them. And I think this is just, give me these in ultimates.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm digging the Crown Jewel attires for the women because they're so different than what they wear in America.
Yep.
So they have to put some pizzazz to it. Yeah. But it's super cool. I'm digging it. I like it.
Batgirl costume or like, they're just really freaking cool.
Yeah. Super cool, man.
Also, super cool. Chelsea Green, this is amazing too. This looks great. And Piper Niven.
So yeah, I do miss Samantha Irvine doing the Chelsea intro just a little bit.
I mean, that was probably her best intro because it was the only thing she didn't scream. She's just not a fan. She was no Fink, but nobody is.
Awesome gear here.
Yeah. Honestly, like everybody, like my favorite ring announcer in WWE is the guy on NXT. He's good.
He is very good. I like him.
I like him. So,
I mean,
I like Justin Roberts over in
AEW. I hang with Justin. Justin Roberts has got to be up there as like top five ring announcers.
Oh, God. So I put him right behind the Fink. He's so good.
He's so good. So good.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Let's move on to the next. Bianca and Jade. These look really cool now.
Exactly what I mean, though.
These could be, you could make these basics.
I mean, there's a lot of detail on these for these to be basics. I think these would be a great, like, elite two pack right here.
You could do an elite two pack too, but even like basics with the full body costume would not be that.
Yeah. Hard. I think these are above and beyond more toyetic than their usual gear. I like the polka dots, the glare, the flare going on here. Jade obviously looking like the baddie she is. Bianca rock and roll like this. This would be an awesome set, man. I'd be super down if they could throw the tag titles in there, call it a day, ringside, hook it up.
It just drives me crazy, and I've said it before. People are so waiting, can't wait for them to feud. Let it be a slow build. Let them be over as one of the most dominant female tag team champions ever. If we don't even get them feuding at this WrestleMania 41, let's save it for WrestleMania 42. Because honestly, like, give me the pen to write this story out. I'm doing it very similar to the Hogan Warrior setup. Like these two are going to come face to face in a rumble when everybody else is cleared out, and that's how it's going to start. Like, just very, very similar. Like, listen, we like to do throwbacks. To me, you can't have a better two people doing that throwback.
Yeah.
I can see you. What are you talking about?
Super great though. Love it. Great job. Speaking of freak gear, this guy
in Rollins.
Yeah, freaking he should be called Seth Freaky Rollins because he's getting freaky every time he makes his entrance, man. The gear is beyond over the top, ridiculous. Like, he should not be wearing that, but man, does he make it look good.
I'm not a fan of like Seth on all his crazy outfits. I laugh, but I want a little more serious version of Seth, but I like this one. This one popped. This is good.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, I forgot what awards ceremony it is in Hollywood, but they always dress goofy as hell. And I feel like every time Seth makes an entrance, especially pay-per-views, he's like, that's his award ceremony. Good for him.
Yeah,
he can be rock and roll. Like, but he looks goofy, but he's embracing it, and he also doesn't goof it up in the ring. He delivers when he's wrestling. So there's the give and take. Is that you could look like an ass, but you have to know how to kick ass to balance it out.
That's so true, but it's great. So I think we'll see this one. I hope so.
And Seth Rollins is a fellow Bears fan, so. Bear down. Let's do it.
Next up, Bronson Reed, who fought Seth Rollins. Talk
about my most wanted gear from the whole show, the MF Doom tribute gear from Bronson here. So awesome! I love the color too on him too. It's just look. This picture speaks volumes. Bronson's a big boy, but man, the gear is awesome. One of my favorite rappers, hip-hop artists, MF Doom, guy's a genius. So super awesome to see him being celebrated right here. Awesome stuff, man. Bronson Reed, you got good taste, brother.
All right. Like, yeah. I mean, hopefully, I don't know if they'd be allowed to make this, but hopefully.
Yeah. You never know. Never say never. I like those. You never know who could squeeze something out.
Yeah. You never know. So let's move on to
some cowboy shit. If you will.
Fighting Randy Orton comes out in a cowboy Bob Orton shirt. I love it. It's like he wore the Dusty shirt that day. Like,
yeah,
he wears the opponent's father on his shirt. Like, that's just genius. I just love it. I love the way he thinks. I love, like, you hear the fact that he's really close to re-signing with WWE now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't think he would go anywhere. This guy is just one of the best things in WWE right now. Whether he's a face or a heel, he's just so good. I love KO. He might be my favorite guy in WWE. He probably is.
I'm not far from you at that one. I like that a lot. You know what? I'd like to see him move around. He would be great in AEW, but I'm happy to see him wherever he's happy to be.
Yeah, listen, I root for the people to be. I love people jumping around because of the freshness of it. Like, WWE is better today because of AEW. Because we might not never have a Jade. Look, they built up Cody to what he is.
Yeah.
Thank you, AEW. Listen, AEW has Swerve Strickland because WWE let him go. Like, listen, it 100%. Works both ways. It helps both companies. It helps the whole industry. It helps.
Shelton Benjamin is on possibly the biggest run of his career right now because he's getting the time allocated and the talent allocated to do it with. Every time I'm watching Dynamite, Tom, I text you and I'm like, dude, Shelton Benjamin delivered.
Yeah, the guy's always
underrated talent, dude.
You know, I don't know if I texted you this or asked you this, unless I said it on air. Do you know how old Shelton Benjamin is?
Oh, we did talk about this. He's 48,
49. The dude is like 49.
That's crazy.
That's insane. And,
that match he had with. It was the first match back. Leo Rush.
Oh, Leo Rush, yeah.
That was bonkers. Great, man. Like, I you know, in both shows, there's a lot of hit or miss sometimes.
Of course.
Anytime Shelton Benjamin's on my screen, always delivers, man.
And again, this is the benefits of two companies because we're getting to see this guy in a way he wasn't before. Like, we're getting more exposure to him. We're seeing what he could do sometimes. And again, not to criticize Tony Khan, Triple H, or whoever's in charge. Sometimes you just don't see something in someone that somebody else has a great idea and boom, it's 100%. Totally different. So that's like, listen, for the people who don't want AEW to be here, you're only hurting the whole business. Like, why can't more people be making more money doing this? And it just, like, there's a reason wrestling is in a boom today. We cannot have one major company again. It's the downfall of wrestling. Look at the 20 years of WWE without real competition.
Yes, it was unbearable at most.
There was no reason for them to change it either.
Yeah.
Now they feel the pressure.
Welcome to non-figonomics. We're talking. We're heated, passionate wrestling fans, damn it. And what we do.
Last but not least, it's Liv Morgan, her Judgment Day attire. She always kills it at Crown Jewel, like at the Saudi shows, because she had the Britney Spears outfits a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so, like, and she's very, like, and I like people put thought into this because they want it to stand out, but then it's also toyetic, so they get new figures that way. Like,
well, she was one of the first women to switch up her gear out there, too. Like, she was the first one to add color and not make it just so bland. She looks great. I love the Sons of Anarchy kind of look on the gear. And she was fantastic, man. Super, super awesome.
I agree. All right, let's see.
I like it. The Crown Jewel shows are becoming more and more enjoyable as they go on.
Oh, in the beginning, they were just throwaway shows. They have done a better job at building them up a little bit. But
yeah,
they kind of feel like throwaway again now that they're making a champion versus champion. And that's what it has to be. And then you have to change the story just for that.
Yeah. Money talks.
Yeah.
I always look at it like it's like March 31st, right? It's sometimes it's here, sometimes it's, it's a leap year show. So like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But it's still cool to watch.
They kind of made them matter and now they feel like they're back to not mattering again. So
yeah, I'm okay with it though.
Yeah, so, all right.
I don't want to see any more people come out of retirement and wrestle Crown Jewel. Damn it.
I agree.
It happened again.
Let's unbox some stuff. What do you say?
Let's do it. Oh yeah.
Oh, music's over. Okay.
I can sit there and just like that. I need to get like a B-reel of that just so I could go to sleep to it.
So relaxing.
It's such a chill. Chill vibe.
Back and forth. So the first thing I got this week, I didn't get much this week. I did get to see Punk the Elite 113 at sitting all the way over there. But my friend Jim Gibson called me today or texted me. He's like, hey, listen, I'm at Walmart and they have the Shawn Michaels greatest hits that you need. Do you want me to pick it up? Do you want me to hide it? I'm like, no, pick it up. Don't leave it. I do not want to chance it. So I head over to his house and I now have this set complete.
Yeah.
And I can now build a Vincent.
Ooh.
Yeah, build an NWO Vincent.
That's nice, man. That's cool. This is a great Shawn Michaels.
It is a
great. Here's another thing where the value, when we go back to Figonomics, man. This originally came out in, what Elite series is that? Like Elite 1560? There was that one series where it was all Legends.
Yeah.
They never did. It was Undertaker, Sid Vicious. I believe IRS man, there's a bunch of people in it. But Shawn Michaels was fantastic from it.
Yeah.
The original, but this one's an updated version.
Yeah, so now I have a nice new, I love the GJI printing. It's so much better. Like I know when it's off, it's terrible. I'm not saying that, but when it's on, which it is 99% of the time, it's perfect.
No, it's gotten much better since they introduced it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And that's just the way things go. So,
and I still get a kick every time I see an error figure.
Oh yeah,
because it's funny as hell. Why aren't you gonna laugh? Yeah, don't buy it, but like, take a picture of it, post it online, laugh your ass off, and grab the figure behind it.
Stop buying them and make it just a terrible wrestling figure collection.
That would be hysterical.
It's an Instagram account, worst figure, worst.
There, hey, we never know.
The other major thing I got this week, I was just talking to Mike about this before we went on the air. I got my newest set of big rubber guys being anchored by. This guy, the American Dream Daddy, it's Dusty Rhodes. This thing is a thing of beauty. I waited to open it so I could do it with you guys.
It looks great.
Let's look at
it. It looks great. I guarantee it smells great.
Oh, I was going to smell.
We're going to. I know we are, but I'm hyping up the smell aspect.
This, oh, holy smokes. I could smell it already.
He could smell the daddy from the screen, daddy. I could smell it from here.
Hold on, just guys, just give me a second.
Oh, I'm doing. That's Tom walking in the Toys R Us. That's how I felt walking in the Toys R Us this week. Tom's getting it from his LJN love.
Can't stop. Hold on. Let's look at Dusty now. Oh man, the
green. Oh, look at him.
And I'm shutting off the green screen.
You got to, because the son of a plumber deserves to have his hair looking beautiful as it is.
Right, here we go. There we go. Now
there we go.
In its glory.
And his elbow pad, because the elbow pad was gone too. So happy to see that.
He's got the nice birthmark on his belly, like Dusty had.
Perfect. Like love if the head scale.
LJN in the 80s, like if you wouldn't know that this wasn't, would you?
No, absolutely not.
So good. It's so good. Let's check out the boots. Boots are
so amazing. Clean. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You gotta love it, man. You absolutely gotta love it.
We go back to
the son of a plumber daddy. Representing the National Wrestling Alliance. The NWA, baby.
Look at that. Rhodes. It says so Rhodes right on the boots. It's just so beautiful. It really is. Like,
and my favorite part about it is it's not rocking the polka dots. This is
80s. This is 80s Dusty Rhodes, not WWF. And again, I'd be fine with a variant with the polka dots.
Me too. Yeah.
This is the one I needed first.
No, and I would love to see like a bull rope accessory. Like this is great, man. Ooh. You could really spice them up a little bit.
I can't I was looking at this when I first opened it. I got tears in my eyes. Like I just love it. So this line is the greatest line going today. It is the best line. Since LJN's.
I love it.
I love them.
It's so good.
And again, this is like, You could use this as a weapon in a match. This boy is heavy. This boy is heavy. You could hurt somebody with this daddy
dick,
if you will. Now let's look at the others. I also got Warlord.
Ooh, yeah.
There we go.
How cool looks is fantastic. That? Yeah.
It's so good. Should I open it? Do you guys want to see it?
That's a OG Fig Kid decision.
I don't leave big rubber guys unboxed. Again, one of my nitpicks, it's not really a nitpick. Actually, I should be thankful. The packaging, there's no such thing as mint on card since it's resealable.
Yeah.
So you can put them back in as often as you want.
You got to love it.
I didn't need to get two of each because you got to open them.
Yeah.
You know, so they save me money that way. If they were like old LJN packaging, I would have been buying two of everything.
It's crazy.
They didn't go nostalgia, so I'm cool with that. There's just no... Look at how
good. Man, skin tone is superb. A little pink, digging it. Love the two-tone hair color. Everything about this is just awesome.
It is so, so good. Let's bring out the Barbarian. He needs his partner.
And the face paint looks great, too. You gotta love that.
I just put it down on my desk, and he's standing perfectly. I love the effort they've been putting in to make their... You can't even... I can't, my camera, I'm going to knock it over. They're standing perfectly. Trust me.
I trust you. One day when you get that shelf up, we're going to just awe and glory
it. In my basement. And last but not least, we do have the Barbarian.
Woo. Let's
open up the Barbarian.
Get him open. Rock that boy out.
Did somebody go to, what's it called? Bath and Body Works in the mall and get me a LJN scented candle? Like, how do we not have that?
That would be great. I was just thinking about niche, weird scented candles. And yeah. LJN would be perfect for it.
Oh, I'd buy them. I'd have them lit.
It would have to be a big rubber guy candle now.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess. Here we go. Here's the Barbarian. Boom.
So good.
Look how great this is. Look at the detail.
Yeah, I like this more than I like the Warlord. This is so good.
Look at the tights, the nice tights, the boots.
I'm a sucker for good boots. Those are some good boots.
Tight, like, and look, let's put them together so you can see the power.
Little red deco down the side of the pants. Digging it, man. So yeah. Cool. And they look great together.
They really do. And I like they got the skin tones right for both of them.
Yeah. Which is a rare occurrence sometimes in the wrestling figure world.
But, and you got to give these guys credit because they make sure they do their research. They get perfect. And again, I love it. I absolutely love these figures. All right, I'm done, Mike. You can do the rest of the show now.
I love it. It's all good. You guys got big rubber guys all over the place. What's up, Diggs? BTW1 talking to us over from Twitch. What's up, buddy? How's it going? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you, man. Ooh. So last but not least, they smell different?
They don't smell like dusty. That's weird.
Maybe they were looking. They knew you were going
to smell it too much right now, right? Maybe I'm overloading on the smell.
You got an LJN brain concept happening there.
I love it. Absolutely.
But they smell good nonetheless.
Yes, absolutely. These are great. That's I love best. It.
Yeah. I love when you get big rubber guys because I can see the excitement in your face. And hey, that alone makes me happy.
Hey, big rubber guys, I just want to give you a little tip. Get Dustin Rhodes before he signs somewhere.
And start working on candles.
Absolutely.
They can make it easy. That would be an awesome like holiday stocking stuffer for collect majors. LJN-inspired candle.
Oh, yeah.
Big candle, guys. I can see Cardona putting it over right now. Broski, guys, you want to smell good. You want to smell like an LJN. We got you. I love it.
See, Dusty still smells, but they don't.
It's
just not as strong on these guys.
They're not dusty enough.
Dusty's got it.
He's got that it factor, baby.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, we're all good.
What you got?
We're enjoying it. I didn't get much this week, but I did get. I secured the bag, as the kids would like to say. Because look at that. Oh, the first Toys R Us bag in. What shit? How long has it been since 2019? Don't do the math. I'm not good at it. But yeah, man, this is beautiful. But I was there to catch the one and only ultimate on the shelf. And of course, it's none other than Kevin Owens.
Great figure.
From WrestleMania when they beat the Usos, right?
Right, WrestleMania. Right,
yes. I was there. Well, technically, me and Joe Shoes were in a parking lot waiting for our Uber when this match ended, but we were there.
You left early?
Yeah, because we knew how bad the Ubers were going to be. And guess what? It still took us 2 hours to catch an Uber.
Wow.
So we might as well have just stayed and enjoyed it, but we were itching to get out of there.
No, you did that.
We wanted to go hit the Sizzler up. We were excited to go eat. But
Sizzler in California, right near the General Hospital studio. I used to always go there when I had to go do photos there because
is it by the Staples Center?
It's LA, maybe.
So it's probably the Sizzler that I was eyeballing.
Yeah, I would always go to when I would go to work at General Hospital, I would go and eat at the Sizzler.
Hell yeah. Well, it was funny thing was I was talking to Shoes about it. And I was like, man, they should have hosted the WrestleMania party at Sizzler right here.
Yeah.
It would have been great. So imagine Titus O'Neil, like, we're live from Sizzler. Check it out. Look at that. First Toys R Us figure in at least 5 years.
Wow.
We're opening it up. We're rocking it. I can't keep it in the box. I did keep the receipt, though, like I did with my last purchase from Toys R Us.
But these,
obviously, you love, you know, the prize fighter, Kevin Owens, on the bottom here. Stun Owens, stun on the top, like that. Would have preferred fight Owens fight, actually.
Yeah.
This is his first ultimate, too, right?
Yep.
Wow. But I get it. Stun, stunner. He does the stunner now. Great stuff.
Yeah.
You got two different heads, two belts. Woo. You get the Raw and SmackDown titles. Are they even a thing anymore?
No. They
unified them, right?
They were unified, and now they're separated again. Raw has their own. Like, I guess Raw has the World Tag Team titles and SmackDown.
They're not quarters taped to plastic anymore, right?
I think the Raw ones are still totally looking garbage, and the SmackDown ones are based like the good ones from the 80s and 90s.
And SmackDown has Motor City Machine Guns just won those titles, correct?
Yeah. Won those titles. Like, talk about a tag team renaissance. I listened to listened to the debate show this week, and they were debating whether WWE is doing a tag team renaissance finally. So bringing back tag team wrestling.
Listen, it needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So all that screen time that they got, they have to utilize it to better the product, better the depth of the product. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So you need tag team wrestling. You need, you know, cruiserweights. You need, you know, women's titles. You need
100%.
I'm here for all of it, man.
Dude, I think it's time for another WWE all women's pay-per-view. The roster's so much stronger than it was back then when they did it. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
They by far, between NXT and the main roster, have the best women's roster right now. It is.
You are correct. So. Yeah. That's Julia, crazy.
Steph.
Let's zoom in a little bit on Kevin Owens. I haven't seen this yet in hand, so this is pretty cool to check out finally. There he is.
There you go.
Look at that. Rocking the KO Mania shirt. I love that he does it all the time.
Oh, I know. I have figure displayed on my desk with him holding one time. Yeah.
Got the KO and duct tape on the pants, which is great. We got fighting gold right there. Got a little bit of the Kevin Owens Buddha belly,
yeah,
which, you know, some of the figures miss out on, which I'm happy to see that. Obviously, yeah. You got your ultimate articulation, but I got to pick out my favorite head scans out of it. But I love this one. This one looks great. The screaming scan. Gotta love the smirk scan. But I'm a fan of the pouty Kevin Owens. It fits the vibe more. Might have to get a Kevin Steen shirt for this.
Ooh, that's something you could do.
Toss it into my Ring of Honor collection. But yeah, check him out, man. I like the mean mugging Kevin Owens, man. So much better. But it's such a good figure. And again, it makes us the most special figure of all is I was able to buy it at Toys R Us.
Yeah, that's so
good, man. That's weird shit I remember through the years where I'm going to be like, remember we went to that Toys R Us and I bought Kevin Owens figure before I found it anywhere else at retail too, which was cool.
Yeah,
that was the other benefit to it, right? It was like, hey, I found it before I seen it anywhere else, so it's pretty cool, man. Pumped. Switching out some hands real quick.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. The vibe.
What's up? Oh wow,
he's so good, man. So good. You get him doing his little just bring it pose. Like, come on, I'll fight you. There you go.
Oh, that looks cool.
So good, man.
Love it. I absolutely
love Muggin' Owens.
I love this figure. Like I said, I have it on display. I have the Cody on display that was in this set as well.
Yeah. Happy to see him get an ultimate too.
Yes.
Because I mean, I absolutely think he deserves an ultimate, but
of course he does.
Awesome. Super yep. awesome.
Super awesome.
Well worth it. This was, I mean, these lighter weeks with pickups are usually more memorable. So that's yeah. a good thing.
That is true. Like, you know, we get those weeks every so often where Target releases a legend set and it feels like everything else is released that week.
That's then you like, can't breathe.
And you're right. Right. Then you're groceries that week and you're eating peanut butter and jelly.
And then they go on sale the week afterwards when you get your groceries back up. And then you're like,
I know they always go on clearance like 3 weeks later, but I can't wait because I'm thinking, what if this is the time they disappear?
Yeah.
Can't chance. Which
you never know.
No, you never know. Awesome. That's a cool thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh.
That is really awesome. Love it.
Super cool.
Like, it's why I'm an ultimate completist. I love the ultimates.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love the Topgood shirts. They're doing a good job. I love that they're not Velcro on them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I know like people like to take the shirts off. You can still take the shirt off of this. It's not going to kill your figure.
Yeah.
You can put it back on too. But I like the fact that we're getting closed t-shirts and they're actually fabric, still very nice and stretchy and awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now I need to get the rest of the set.
Good. Yes, you do.
I've been slacking on some ultimates, man. I need to
pick up. I get that. I've been slacking too. That's why I had to order the Cope today and I ordered the Bray Wyatt today. And I was poking around and I forgot. Remember I said, oh, that's what I should have ordered earlier. I don't even remember what it was now. When you showed something off.
I don't remember either.
Watch the episode again to find out what the
there heck. You go. Hey, you know what you could do? You could wait until tomorrow on the audio drop. Ooh, catch it on Spotify or Apple.
The other thing we didn't tell people, a little bit of news we dropped the ball on, Mattel Creations, 40% off sale. I ordered another set of Piper and George Steele and Rick Rude and Jake the Snakes because I only had one of those each. So I ordered them at 40% off. I got to get another set of the Heart Foundation sooner or later, hoping I get a black card. But those are not sets are on sale. Did you say?
If they ever find those black carded.
Well, they're starting to show up finally.
That's good.
Now, I just saw somebody posted the other day. So I think nice. Seth got it. Seth got it.
No, hell yeah. So, see, it pays to wait sometimes.
It does pay to wait sometimes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're just going to get to those pallets that have only the black cards in them, and that's all everybody's going to get. And then they're going to sell out.
Like, why do we have these? Yeah. Kevin Owens hugging the microphone.
There we go. any closing thoughts, any closing words before we get on out of here tonight and go on with our nights?
Well, I'm going to say, guys, don't grow up because Toys R Us is still here. And I still
want to grow up.
I still get to be a Toys R Us kid. It was great to see Jeffrey the Giraffe one more time. It was such a big emotional like connection back.
I got it.
And I didn't even know that it was disconnected up here. It felt so good.
It's like these bring me that connection. It's like it brings you back to being a kid and getting these and going to a Toys R Us. You just don't lose that feeling.
Oh, could you imagine if Toys R Us carried collect major products?
Hey, listen, they're growing, so you never know.
Yeah, hopefully they grow enough to show enough because I love a shower.
Yeah, and you're talking about maybe expanding and trying to get other like brands under Big Rubber Guys and like action guys from the 80s and 90s.
Listen, I love that Zombie's doing that with his line. I love that he's got the Army of Darkness figures coming out and stuff like that.
I don't know what that is, but I saw them.
That's cool. It's Evil Dead. It's like one of the best. One of the best zombie.
I didn't know.
Genres out there. So it's very, very cool. But like Jane Silent Bob, super awesome. Like I love seeing stuff like that, and that piques my interest more sometimes.
Out of all the indie lines, Zombie and Collect Major are the top right now.
Killing it. Absolutely. There's no competition. Like, it's just
so good. They're doing it right. I mean, there's a lot of other good retro companies just doing retros that are doing really well too, like Mitch's and stuff. But as far as the tops, you got to go Zombie and you got to go Collect Major.
100%. Canic, always.
Canic has that machine running like a well-oiled
Shannon is a well-oiled machine himself. Yes. And the oil is usually alcohol, but he's still got his shit together, which makes me more impressive.
Nothing wrong with having a drink to chill out every once in a while.
He's the best. We love Knick. We love our major bros over there. Listen, we wouldn't be here without any of them. It's the best.
I agree. And I say, I hope you all have a great election night. I hope play with figures. Don't watch TV. NXT.
No, stay away from TV.
NXT from the ECW Arena tomorrow night. Rob Van Dam returning to a WWE ring. Bubba Ray Dudley wrestling.
They're going against AEW tomorrow.
Dawn Marie is going to be a referee. So
it's beautiful.
It's going to be
an ECW reunion done right.
It's going to be a great night of wrestling. Here's my suggestion. Watch Dynamite Live because it's on its proper home. Then watch NXT on the DVR.
Yeah.
If you don't watch both, I watch both. So.
Yeah. I will tune into this NXT because I'm excited for it, but after Dynamite.
Exactly. It's on a DVR, so you can watch them both. You can enjoy them both. You don't have to choose.
100%. Well said, my friend.
All right, Mike. Anything else? Let's get on out of here. Let's go spend the night with
us. Let's do it. Let's go enjoy ourselves. Let's go smell more Big Rubber Guys and play with more Ultimates.
I'll be smelling Dusty's Roads all night.
Woo.
So, get that in. Until next time. From Mike, it's Tom. Big guys out.
Thanks for watching.